Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
And it is time to catch up on what's been happening in China.
Yeah, busy week for them. China's top leaders are meeting to set a course for the country's economic and social development in the near and longer term. All this coming as it emerges from a devastating pandemic, bracing for a decoupling with the United States.
Investors, environmentalists and China watchers will be tuning in as the leadership endorses its next five-year plan and an even bigger blueprint that will guide them to 2035. So what can we expect from China at the end of this four-day meeting? And how will the agenda of this meeting be different from previous ones?
Next issue we're looking at, China considering its strategy for the internationalization of the yuan and planning for more policy support after completing a comprehensive review recently. So what changes in the strategy can we expect when it comes to this whole idea of internationalizing their currency?
And we are not seeing the end of COVID-19 just yet. And in China, new clusters have been found around the country. So these new clusters have for sure tested China's rapid testing capability, but are they living up to the standards that they've claimed all this while?
With the answers and more, Straits Times China Bureau Chief Tan Don Wei. Don, thanks for taking the time. Of course, let's start off with the plenum. All of China's top leaders hold up in Beijing for one of the most important political meetings on the Chinese Communist Party's calendar, the fifth plenum. So over 4 days, they're going to deliberate, they're going to chart the course of the country's economic and social development for the next 5 years, and that results in the 14th five-year plan.
That's right. So, Dawn, what can we expect at the end of this four-day meeting, and how significant is the plan?
Hi, good morning. The five-year plan is important because it sets out the targets and trajectory of China's developmental path over the next 5 years. Five-year plans have been a big part of China's governance since 1953 because it guides officials to craft policies that will meet these national targets. And these cover a wide range from the economy and the environment to even defense. And the fact that this new cycle of planning coincides with a global health crisis, that is the COVID-19 pandemic, a global recession, and rising geopolitical tensions, especially with the US, makes it particularly challenging for the Chinese leaders. We're likely to expect a focus on what President Xi Jinping has called a dual circulation economic strategy that will shift its reliance to the domestic market while still keeping its engagement with the global economy going. And the Chinese government will also likely be talking about making a push for indigenous innovation, which means putting more resources into R&D and developing its own technology so that it is not dependent on imported technology such as semiconductor chips from the US. As for the environmental targets, they will have to set quite dramatic targets to reduce carbon emissions in the next five-year plan, since President Xi has recently promised the world that China will be carbon neutral by 2060.
Yes, the very ambitious target that no other major nation has followed up, actually. Dawn, according to a senior central bank official, China's reconsidering its strategy for the internationalization of the yuan and planning for more policy support after completing a comprehensive review recently.
Yeah, you know, why was there a need for China to reconsider its strategy for the internationalization of the yuan? I mean, how likely would China change up their strategy towards this?
The Chinese central bank looks to want to take a more proactive stance to boost the internationalization of the yuan, such as liberalizing the capital account, increasing the yuan exchange rate flexibility, and improving liquidity in the bond market. The Chinese authorities have for years tried to promote the renminbi, and the long-term plan has always been for the yuan to become a global reserve currency. But the restrictions that it imposed on the yuan, such as tight capital controls, make it unattractive as an international currency. It only has a market share of 2% globally. Still, with US-China ties sinking to a new low, there seems greater urgency for China to ramp up this drive to promote the yuan. China is already test-running its own digital currency, which has also been seen as a move to break the stranglehold the US has in the global currency sphere.
All right, Chinese officials, they were racing on Sunday to smother a fresh COVID-19 outbreak in the country's far northwest after 137 new infections were discovered. So mass testing began on Saturday evening, I believe, and the idea was to cover 4.75 million residents in and around the Kashgar Xinjiang province. All this after a 17-year-old garment factory worker tested positive for the virus.
Yeah, they really want to close the net on this. Beijing has lauded its rapid testing capabilities, Dawn. They're eager to project this image of victory over the virus. And all of this as the world struggles with lockdowns and mass outbreaks still. Is the handling of this new cluster proving Beijing's point?
China already has a procedure in place for dealing with these flare-ups, which it has said it expects will happen anywhere in any of its provinces from time to time. No other country can test its citizens with the sort of speed and scale that China is capable of. In Xinjiang's latest outbreak, it tested nearly 3 million people in a matter of days, and all for free. And while it's conducting these mass tests, it is at the same time carrying out aggressive contact tracing. And wherever there's an outbreak in any part of the country, resources are quickly mobilized. It can send expert teams over right away and put communities under lockdown or order people into quarantine or even shut down areas. And this sort of very swift, very strict protocol is the reason it has managed to control and wipe out clusters of infection, such as the one in Qingdao recently.
We've been speaking with Straits Times China Bureau Chief Tan Don Wei. Don, as always, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with us today. She's got a piece in the paper today in the Straits Times, so you could, you know, grab a copy or read it online. The article is titled China's Top Leaders Plan Meet to Plan Strategy Amid COVID-19 and Tension with the US.
That's right. You can find it on page A11. It's in the world section of the newspaper today.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.